Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to get into here today. Yes, I am back. I was gone yesterday. I had to get my shoulder worked on. Feel a lot better now. And we got a lot to talk about, don't we? Yes. We got AEW Dynamite coming up tonight. It is the go-home show for the pay-per-view, which is coming up on Sunday. The AEW pay-per-view is Sunday this week. There's UFC pay-per-view on Saturday. AEW is Sunday. And now you'll be able to watch it, if you'd like to, on Amazon Prime. We'll talk about that later on today. But that's this weekend. We've also got Dynamite coming up tonight with NXT last night. We've got SmackDown on Friday. A lot of stuff. SmackDown, Cody Rhodes is going to address John Cena, and Jade Cargill will be there. So presumably we're going to find out more about this Jade Cargill, Naomi, Bianca thing. And then, of course, we've got all of the news, including Stephanie McCure doing an interview where she said they let me choose whether I wanted to start in NXT or the main roster. And this is something that we've kind of been talking about for a while, but I'll talk more about that. If you enjoyed LFG, there's going to be another season. CM Punk's been pulled for some advertising for the European tour, a couple of dates at least. We got the collision ratings from Saturday night. And, of course, we have the full report from NXT. They're building towards Roadblock, which is a television special. It'll be at the theater at Madison Square Garden this coming Tuesday. Raw is at Madison Square Garden. And so we got a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram. And yes, Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. People in the chat complaining that they've been blocked.
Anybody in particular?
You know, it's funny. Well, I had to block Lenny again. He lasted a day and then I couldn't take it no more. And I don't usually block anybody. I've been blocking a little bit more on Twitter, but I usually just mute. Got a lot of people muted. But every now and then there's somebody that's like, you know what? I wouldn't want your money anyway, so you're blocked. But the best is when someone says or does something and they get blocked and then they're angry about it. And they got to blame the person who blocked them or whatever. I always laugh every time. No one gets blocked for no reason. Maybe Dave, I think, has accidentally blocked some people here and there. But if you got blocked, there was a reason for it. And if you're looking outside of yourself for that reason, well, that's a problem. You're the reason that you got blocked, brother. Now,
pretty much.
I got to say that we got After Dark Radio coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And no guests today. We got a lot of news to get into. But we're also going to be taking emails once again, because I don't think I could have possibly gotten everybody since I've only been about 7. Weird stories from your neck of the woods. If you have one, email it to me. Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Or if you send it to any email, whatever email you've got, that's fine, but put After Dark in the subject line. Got a bunch of good ones already. I put requests out on Twitter and Blue Sky and Threads, and I've gotten some good ones. So we'll read those today, talk about the news and more. That's 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Sports Byline USA. And if you're watching this on Twitch or YouTube, you'll be able to watch it live and free there as well. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. So get ready for that. Tonight, we have got Dynamite. And we have three things announced. Unless they've announced something like today that I'm unaware of. Sometimes they like to announce things right after the show ends. Because, you know, it's a great way to not get it promoted. But we've got Cope and Wheeler Yuta. I think we know where that one's going. We got Swerve Strickland and Ricochet having their AEW Revolution contract signing. And then we have Megan Bain and Penelope Ford versus Chris Statlander and Thunder Rosa.
Honestly, you could have just said that, and I wouldn't have needed anything else for the show.
Yeah. Megan Bain and Penelope Ford against the chair swinger Thunder Rosa, and Chris Stadlander.
The bar is.
But you know why this is going to be fine? You know it's going to turn out fine, everybody? I'm going to tell you why. Because they're all going to be together when they go over the plan. As opposed to, I'll tell half of you the plan in one place. I'll tell you the other half the plan in another place. But I won't tell you the same plan. And then you guys can go out there and figure it out, which is kind of what happened. But
well, so they're actually going to have a production meeting, you said.
Not a production meeting.
Just going to go over it together.
Dude, this ain't the 70s. Like, it's not like the heels are going to be in one locker room and the babyface are another and some bloke's going to run back and forth with a finish.
They're going to go over everything together
at the same time, and it's going to be all right.
Why did that not happen the last time around?
I don't know.
That is one of the most ridiculous things I've heard of. I can understand having two agents for a segment, even though why would that need two agents for a segment? But the fact that the two main participants got told
two people were wrestling. I don't know this for sure, but my guess is that probably later in the day they decided that they were going to do the Thunder run-in, and so they went and told her what to do. At a different time.
And then forgot to tell everybody else.
I mean, that's what it looked like to me. So, that's coming up on Dynamite tonight. And last night was NXT. We'll do the report later. But the update on Cora Jade is that it appears that she is in concussion protocol. So, what happened last night is she had a match with Jordynne Grace. And in the middle of the match, she got bowled into the corner, and then the referee stopped it. And the trainer sat there for a while, and then they waved it off, and Jordynne was announced the winner. So, we'll start with this. Actually, I shouldn't say that at all. I don't know if the finish was changed as a result of this, because Jordynne, they announced, is facing Roxanne at Roadblock, okay? But, you know, they did an angle earlier in the show where Cora very specifically said, I'm not friends with Roxanne. And they did some stuff back and forth, and it was she didn't accidentally say that. So it's possible that Roxanne and Cora was the match at Roadblock, but I don't know. But the point is, they said it was. Was that the match? Anyway, so somehow Cora apparently got a concussion. And I went back, and most of this happened during a picture-in-picture. But, man, I watched that thing over and over and over and over and over again. And I have no earthly idea how she got a concussion. The only thing that I can figure is she did take one turnbuckle. And if you watch her take the turnbuckle, she didn't sell like she normally sells a turnbuckle. She sold like that one actually really hurt. And she immediately tried to bounce off the bottom rope into a stomp. And like she missed the rope completely. And then like she did a couple of stomps. And then she tried to bounce off the bottom rope for a stomp again, and she missed Jordynne with both feet. She just landed on the ground. And at first I thought that she did hurt her knee because it was just so weird. And then you can see her talking to the referee, and then, you know, the ref's like, okay, we're done. So I think the only thing I can figure is she hit the buckle weird, and her head snapped back, and she got a concussion. It could have been somewhere else, but it was one of those matches where you just can't figure out what happened, because sometimes in wrestling, it's like, you know, for all the talk about that move's dangerous, you shouldn't be doing that. Most of the time, people get hurt doing something that wasn't dangerous. It's something they've done many times, and that appears to be what happened here. So hopefully she's back soon, and thankfully she did not destroy her other knee, which was my initial thought. So that's at least good.
Yeah, it looked like, I don't know, there were a couple of times where she took buckles or her head went into the turnbuckle, but she didn't seem to be any worse for wear. It was just seemed to be on that last one where she got pushed back into the corner and maybe she just hit her head and went numb for a second or something like that. But all the best to her because she has been snake bitten with injuries here in the recent past.
And then I should mention, I've not seen it yet, but I heard from people in the company and also fans that today's speed match with Ivar and Inamura was like a must-see. Now, keep in mind that the speed matches are like 3 minutes long. So, this I gotta see.
So, two large, wide men slamming into each other at high speeds.
Oh, yeah. 3 minutes of just slobber knocking. So, I heard that match was awesome. So, it'll be on Twitter. Actually, you know what? I could probably watch it during the break.
Oh, my God. So, does the winner move on to face Otis?
And the only problem is there's like a WWE Speed Twitter account, which apparently is not an actual official WWE account. And so that's where I used to go to watch the Speed matches with Filthy till I found out that it was not official. So it's not always... Okay, here it is. Yeah, it's right up there. If you just type in WWE Speed and you can watch the match. It's 3 minutes and 23 seconds. So as soon as we go to break... I'm going to watch this entire thing during the commercial, and I'm going to give you my review when we come back. That sound good? Excellent.
Sure.
All right. If you want to give us a text, 425-780-7566. 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, in fact, there was just enough time during that break to watch that match. As I tweeted out a 12 on the granny scale. I loved it. Just an absolute slobber knocker. It started with Fry Takayama, and then they just pummeled each other. And then they did the big spot where Ivar goes to do a running high cross in the corner, and Inamura caught him like he was just a baby. And he walked to the middle of the ring, which is impressive enough, and then he starts spinning him around. And we had a... It was just great.
I like the evasive Ivar. Instead of going for the leapfrog, he just rolls over the back, which Inamura seemed like he was only semi-ready for.
Hey, it's 3 minutes, everybody. You can watch it during the next commercial break. It was awesome. Then we have to have the one downer. Nah, I watched it. It was all right.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here. Probably the best speed match I ever saw, to be honest. I enjoyed that immensely. Immensely! Confirming a WrestleNomics report from January, AEW Amazon officially announced a pay-per-view distribution deal on Wednesday. You can pretty much get AEW...
anywhere.
Pay-per-views anywhere. Oh, look at Yeti Pop Pie. I'll pass.
Oh, come on.
Some people just don't want to have any fun in life. It's all right. It's all right. Go watch Dynamite tonight. They'll have a banger there, too. So the streamer is now offering AEW pay-per-views, beginning with Revolution and All Out, Wrestle Dream, Full Gear, World's End, all included. So I will say the best place I found to actually watch AEW pay-per-views is actually YouTube.
Yeah.
I find it to be the easiest. I find it to be a nice quality, easy to fast forward and rewind. So there you go. Check it out.
YouTube TV, any of those things. Now, is it available through Max yet?
Not yet.
Apparently
Lenny won't watch it either.
Oh.
He's angry he got blocked for his views. Stephanie Vaquer says WWE gave her the option to start on the main roster, but she chose NXT. She was on Busted Open After Dark. Wow, a spinoff show. Busted Open After Dark.
I think that's a personal shot.
Mm. Well, we'll see if Bully Ray shows as good After Dark this afternoon.
You can choke him out.
I really like doing new things.
You?
I don't like going fast, she said, and not good. So I say, okay, I need to learn English. I need to learn TV show. I need to learn American style, WWE style. So first I say main roster, but change and say I want to go to NXT to learn.
I like how you're saying it verbatim.
That's what she said. The first call when they called me and say NXT or main roster, I say main roster. I think and say, okay, take it easy. I need to learn English. I need to learn. Okay, change. NXT.
Can you do that with an accent?
So let's not try to cause trouble here, Mike. So anyway, she's in NXT for now. And she's got a big match coming up at Roadblock, which is the champion versus champion winner-take-all match. Julia versus Stephanie for the women's and women's North American titles. So that's coming up.
Certainly was a wise decision she made starting off in NXT, especially starting at the same time as Julia. And dare I say, I think the NXT audience maybe has taken to Stephanie better than they've taken to Julia so far, even though they both are way over there. Stephanie has really stood out.
Well, you know, the thing, a lot of people who, they don't like this or that. Ah, I can't believe they're starting in NXT. Well, it was brought to my attention by many people that, especially people who come from another country, you know, the idea that, oh, my God, I can't believe they would have had Okada start in NXT. Well, one of the things with coming to this country is you're moving to another country. And sometimes it's best to let somebody move to America, get settled in Florida, and spend several months working once a week in Florida as they get their life in order before you send them out X number of days a week on the road to travel
no,
all over the
Brian,
place.
No, Brian, I'm a fan. I'm selfish. No. Give me what I want now. Put him on the main roster.
A lot of people have actually been very happy to start in NXT so they can get themselves situated before going to the main roster.
I can't believe Shinsuke Nakamura likes the surf. Come on.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I know.
Can you imagine? That guy's Jesus been doing a lot Lord. Of surfing lately. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. So anyway, Roadblock has Obafemi versus Moose for the NXT title. We've also got the Hardys versus Nathan Frazier and Axiom only for the TNA titles. Oba and Moose is only for the NXT title. The Julia match is for both titles. Because we can't make it too easy for everybody. We got Javon and Ethan Page in a street fight. We have Roxanne and Jordan Grace. And WWE LFG coaches. The Undertaker, Mickey James, Booker T, and Bubba Ray Dudley appear, as he is listed here.
No.
Bubba Ray Dudley. Yeah.
It'll be good to see Mickey James.
If you're a fan of LFG, it has been renewed. AW is renewed. LFG, Legends and Future Greats, it's called. And WWE's Greatest Moments. The news comes as AEW has rebranded to A. Is it supposed to be still A&E, even though it's a plus sign instead of an whatever that thing's called?
What, do they have an A&E plus now, like everybody
it
else?
It says
A
plus E Global Media is the new name of A&E. Because, you know, whatever's going on, that's going to fix it.
It's like the whole Max deal. You know, we can't call it HBO. It's got to be Max now. Just Max. Because still nobody knows why.
We've got CM Punk no longer advertised for two WWE European tour dates. He will no longer be on the Glasgow show March 24th and London on March 31st. He was never officially announced, but he had been included among the wrestlers who were advertised as appearing. So how's that not announced if he was advertised? He will still be in Brussels.
It's the old pay-per-view mentality when it came to the posters, which is going to put somebody on there 4 months ahead of time, and then, oh yeah, that person has got nothing to do with the show.
So he's still listed for a bunch of the events, European Tour, March 14 through 31.
I guess the only reason the 31st is significant is that would be a TV date, I think. I think that's London. It may be
It is
Raw.
A Monday.
So, yeah. Well,
the 24th is actually the weirdest to me because it's like he'll clearly be on the tour. You know what I mean? I can understand the 31st, like, okay, you're leaving a day early, whatever. Or I can understand if it were like the 17th, you're going to get there a little bit late. But he'll be working the 17th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, not the 24th, but then the 28th.
Well, when they've been rolling these dates out, I've been wondering if they're doing this so people have time where they're going to work a couple of shows and then they'll have a couple of days to themselves because they're going to be over there for 2 weeks and they have an embarrassment of riches so they can do that. The only one that really stood out to me was Roman Reigns because they announced him for two TV dates and that was it. That was all. So that maybe he's going over and then flying back and that's all he's doing.
We got Collision. 280,000 viewers in a 0.06, which, of course, is quite terrible, but it was going head-to-head with the Elimination Chamber.
It's been worse, hasn't it?
Actually, the 280,000 is better than I would have expected. The 0.06 is quite bad. But it's the reason, obviously, is WWE is they've gotten hotter among the younger viewers. And so a lot of 18- to 49-year-olds chose Elimination Chamber over Collision. By the way, you know, I don't like to look at this stuff, but I did. There was a big old thread on Reddit about me. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, some guy started this big old thread, which apparently he later deleted. Can you imagine?
Coward.
He started this big old thread about how I was upset that I had to wait for the replay of Elimination Chamber. Because, he said, I chose to watch Collision live and not Elimination Chamber.
What?
Well, you see, I complained on Twitter can you stop talking, Dwayne, so I can watch the replay here? And so his brain figured, oh, he missed Elimination Chamber. Therefore, the only logical explanation for this is that he chose to watch Collision live instead of the WWE Elimination Chamber. And he had this big old thing, he's all angry. It's like, brother, I went to my daughter's 9th birthday party. I had nothing to do with Collision. Nothing. Now, yes, Dave was at Collision. He actually went to the show, which meant he had to watch it live because he was there live. But, like, what does that have to do with me? So, anyway, he got real mad, ruined his Saturday night or something. But my point stands. The WWE replays need to be up immediately after the show ends. Not 2 hours later. Immediately after. And the other thing, you know, oh, Brian, I don't want a VPN. Listen, yeah, it affected me, but I don't know if you realize this or not, but I rant about these things for the benefit of everybody, okay? You shot an angle where John Cena turned heel and everybody was talking about it. Everybody was talking about it. And you probably had a large number of people that were like, holy smokes, I got to watch this pay-per-view. I wasn't going to watch it, but I'm going to watch it. Well, you can't. Because Dwayne has been talking for 35 minutes at the press conference. And the press conference is considered part of the pay-per-view. And so you have to wait till that bloke's done talking before you can watch it again. And an extra 35 minutes after that before they get it up, okay? Bush League, all right? When the show ends, all right? When you see that graphic there on the screen, the show should replay. That's it, okay? If you want to do a press conference, that's cool. Do it on Peacock. They can click on that if they want. But the rest of us, we want to actually watch the show. Okay. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, now, earlier we were talking about blocking.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, I got a couple of people on here that are trying to, you know, they want to believe WWE is not hot right now. It's not actually hot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so a guy here goes, must not be that hot if you're willing to skip watching it live. My daughter's birthday.
Daughter's birthday?
My daughter's birthday. He's turned that into an argument that WWE is not hot.
That has happened.
Because I didn't watch it live.
Several times.
So you know what?
We
got the second person. The second person.
Idiot.
It's getting blocked. How about that?
Some of us have families.
It was bound to happen. Don't use children for like your goofy like whatever. That's unacceptable. Let's see how I do this. Yeah, he's blocked.
So there are about what, Brian? 270 Wrestling Observer Lives a year in some combination of us and Filthy. 365 when you include Andrew and Jim into that mix as well, too. And how many shows do you do a week, do you think?
15.
That's 15. 15 shows.
Yeah.
And we got to watch things to do this job, and we enjoy doing this stuff. We love doing this stuff. If we didn't love doing it, we wouldn't be doing it for the past 20 years. We would have found other things to do. So it's not like we don't love our jobs, but we also love our families and our kids.
All right, let's talk about NXT. So another good show.
Sean's kids.
We had Zarya and Sol Ruka versus Piper Niven and Chelsea Green, and I won't lie. I had low expectations for this one. But you know what? It ended up being pretty good. And I got to say that, you know, people love Chelsea. She plays her character great, but she's not always the best in the ring. But she did a great job in this match. And they did a spot, and I'm not quite sure whose fault it was. I think she was supposed to duck a lariat from Zarya to do a spot, but she forgot. And, man, she got lariated right in the face. And she's bleeding all over. Man, she didn't even sell it. She just kept going. And finally, Zarya gave Piper an F5 on a Chelsea. Sol hit the Sol Snatcher on Chelsea Pinder. So Sol might be getting a U.S. title shot.
I love that. Do that in New York for the Madison Square Garden show. I think that's a great idea.
It was a very, very good match here. We had a couple of segments backstage. We don't need to go on all these. We got a Brian Vinny show for that. Kalani Jordan and Jada Parker.
Talk about lariats. Kehlani Lariato.
Hey, you know what? This was another really good match. And it's funny because Kehlani has been a babyface, okay? And she's kind of being a little more heelish now. So because of that, she's not doing all of her gymnastics. And so I made a note in my notes, Kehlani's way better when she's not doing the gymnastics, when she's just like wrestling. And no sooner should I write that than even though she's being heelish, and even though people love Jada Parker, apparently Jada's the heel, and Kalani's technically the babyface. So Kalani sold the entire match, and then she makes a babyface comeback, and what does she do? A cartwheel into a back elbow as part of her comeback. It looked so stupid in what had otherwise been a really good match. A cartwheel into a back elbow.
There is one person that has been able to pull off doing the same moves all of the time when they are babyface or heels and actually be really able to pull it off, and that's Rob Van Dam. Everybody else, there's a reason that
Rob Van Dam never did a cartwheel.
Well, I understand
into a
that,
back
but
elbow.
Still, he never had to change his style, but there was always the thing, heels don't do drop kicks. And obviously there are a lot of heels that have done drop kicks, but the whole thing is change it up a little bit. You don't want people to actually have happy reactions sometimes when you're trying to be a heel and getting over a move. You want them to be impressed by it, but you don't want it to be that type of flowery move like Kalani did.
You know what's ironic, though?
What's that?
I once was training at Buddy's school with his fella named Apostle Paul.
Oh.
And I had his arm, mm-hmm. and he decided he was going to cartwheel his way free, and he did a cartwheel and an elbow on me and broke my orbital bone.
Ooh.
But it looks stupid. So anyway, don't do the cartwheel and the elbow, everybody. I don't care if it work or not.
Did you give him a receipt?
We got Hardy's coming out for a promo. First, they're interrupted by Hank and Tank. Then they're interrupted by Briggs and Inamura. And even though both of these teams are babyface tag teams, they were booed out of the building.
I saw you write that. Are Briggs and Inamura truly
I think they are.
Okay.
I don't think they're heels. But, I mean, for sure Hank and Tank are. They got booed out of the building going up against the Hardys. And then Fraxium showed up. And
well, they're the greatest team of all time, Brian.
We had the Jordan Grace-Cora Jade match with the unfortunate finish. And then we had an Ethan Page-Javon Evans satellite interview. This is really good. This was really good. Javon has sworn on his mama that he's taking this guy down. So he's taking him down.
Yeah, he is.
He's getting his revenge, finally.
Swear on your mama and then
finally.
Fail.
It's only 2025, though, so.
Oh, Jesus.
Still got a ways to go.
Stop it.
Ways to go. Trick Williams killed Kale Dixon.
The new Chase U off to a hell of a start.
Kale Dixon. That's his name.
It's also a left-handed pitcher in somebody's farm system.
And then Trick did a promo on Eddie. And they'll be facing off. In 2 weeks, actually. Not at Roadblock. In 2 weeks, it is NXT Underground. And if you recall, the last time they did that strap match, Eddie beat him clean. And, you know, it was like, okay, well, I guess Trick's heading up to the main roster. But then he didn't. And now they're doing this match again. But during his promo, Trick made it very clear, you know I can't go out like this. So anyway, he's on his way to the main roster. But,
is he going to go save Carmelo Hayes?
I don't know. I hope not. I hope he's in a bigger program than that.
Is he feud with Andrade for the next 6 months?
We actually had so this is a silly thing they do, but I liked what they actually did. So the show before a big show, they do a deal where they've got a press conference during the show. This is ridiculous.
Well,
no.
There's a media room at UFC events.
Yeah.
Taking place. You can go back and have interviews. And
no, stuff. You do that after the show. Not during the show. They're supposed to be watching the show. They're reporters, but they're not. They're in the back talking to Obafemi. And him and Moose both talked to the press, and they both did a good job hyping up their match.
You never get reporters at these things, Brian. You know that.
Oh, and then we had Fatal Influence showing up in character at the press conference. What's
I
new?
Love that.
And Ava walks out on him again. And it's funny because, like, it's Fallon walking in with Fatal Influence, and she goes, bro, when am I getting my rematch? I lost the North American title. I was a champion. I don't get a rematch? Ava's like, not talking about this right now. Fallon's like, yeah, you are. We're at a press conference. When am I getting my rematch? Ava goes, I'm out of here. And she just leaves. I was like, you are the worst GM in history.
They cut it off right as JC was asking Ava what her favorite meal was when she goes down never mind.
Sean Spears and Tony D for the North American title. And this Sean Spears guy. So, ever since he came back to NXT, like, he's a good worker, but he has been a total non-entity. Like, he's there. He does segments backstage. He does a match once every 3 months. Stalks ladies. I mean, he's just like a weird guy. And so they put him in there for the North American title with Tony D. And he's, by the way, got a new family, okay? His family consists of Izzy Dame, who's basically brand new. the virgin, who's just like totally fallen off since he was a virgin, and then their driver. Not exactly like a real, you know, main event type gimmick. So they're out there facing Tony D, and at the beginning of this match, there is no heat. Nobody cares about Sean Spears versus Tony D for the North American title. They don't care. But man, Tony D's now had like about a little over 100 matches. And whatever you want to say about his character and et cetera, the Sean Spears can work, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And man, by about halfway through, this crowd figured out, dude, we're having a great match here. And they are going nuts by the end of this match. I mean, they were going crazy for this match.
And until we had some, you know, issues with Izzy Dame at the end, everybody outside of the ring actually really served their purpose well as far as keeping the crowd into it and playing, you know, being active around the ring. I mean, just the whole thing by the time it was over with, you know, really worked its way into a hell of a match.
So, yes, there was a little botch at the finish. And actually, it's not even her fault. I blame Sean Spears. So he gets hit with the fisherman neckbreaker, which is Tony's finish. And Izzy is supposed to put his foot on the rope, but this freaking guy's like in the middle of the ring. And so she's trying to drag him while he's being like, you know, he's not just being like covered. He's in a cradle. Like Tony's holding him. She's trying to drag him to the ropes, and Spears, he has to kick out of the guy's finish. Which, if I were Tony, I'd be like... And actually, I guess Tony probably should have done it closer to the rope, so it's actually his fault. But in the end, that's not the finish. And then Spears hits a C4. Tony kicks out of that. That got a huge pop. It was a great near fall. And this was after Stax accidentally hit Tony and knocked him off the apron onto a chair on his bad back outside, which was a great spot. Tony has a bad back. And then finally, Tony goes for his big finish, but his back gives out mid-move. It's like a kind of choke slam deal. And Spears falls on top, and he pins him. I was like, my God, that was actually a great main event. And they got the crowd at the end. I mean, this was like, this is a match that you could, like, show people. You know what I'm saying? Like, in school, in wrestling school. It's like, here's two guys. It's a main event, so you got to work a main event style. But, like, nobody cares about the two guys. But we're going to put it together, and we're going to tell a story. There's some psychology regarding the back. I mean, it really was very impressive how they pulled this off there by the end. So, yeah, another good episode of NXT.
Absolutely. Really, really was a good match there. And we've talked about a lot of people going up to the main roster. Roxanne Perez, Trick Williams, people like that, even talking about Fallon Henley. I wonder how long before Tony D'Angelo goes up to the main roster, because even though he could stay in NXT and be fine that way, it seems like they're teasing dissension between him and Stax. And honestly, of all of the men that they have down on that roster, who's more ready to jump in and be a player, say, in the Intercontinental or U.S. division? To me, it would be Tony D'Angelo over Trick Williams. And I know for some that might be sacrilege, but honestly, I think D'Angelo may be better off, you know, if you called them both up and threw them in the same situation, but we'll see.
It's got to be Trick, dude. But this Tony D is good.
Hey, I don't want to, but the thing is, you can bring, and this is going to sound terrible because it's like goes back to the McMahon age, but you could bring Tony D'Angelo up and throw him in almost anything against almost anybody, and because of the character, it could work. Trick, he's a badass. You bring him up, former NFL player. Unless you have something for him, you know, like you did for Bron Breakker, I would worry about it a little bit because he's not a great wrestler. He's not, you know, he's a great interview, got a lot of charisma, but as we've seen, you know, he's had great matches with Ely and a couple of people, but I don't know if he's main roster ready in that way.
Back in a moment of Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, oh man, there's another one.
Oh, what?
Hey, we got After Dark Radio coming up, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, everybody. And I'm looking for your stories about weird stuff in your neck of the woods. I know you got something. I know Mike's got something. I want you to send me your story. Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. What was that? Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. I'm going to read them on the air today. And we got a lot of news to get into. And we might open up the phone lines for open lines as well. How do you hear it? Sports Ow. Byline USA.
Ooh.
Sports Byline, which you can also hear through TuneIn Radio, or video.f4wonline.com, or our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/f4wvideo. You can listen live and free on all of these at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, and the podcast will go up for subscribers afterwards. And it's WrestleMania season. You should subscribe. And it's amazing because, like, we got a new subscriber special that I keep plugging. And, like, people keep signing up not using the special, which I appreciate and all, but, like, I'm offering you a deal here. F4WOnline.com/new. It's a new subscriber special. You don't have to pay full price. F4WOnline.com/new. Check it out. Sign up. And get all of the shows. After Dark, Observer Live, Observer Radio, Brian and Vinny Show, Adam and Mike, Big Audio Nightmare, Big Vinny V. We got a lot of them. So, anyway, an hour. I will see you here. And I want your stories. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, After Dark Radio. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.